Welcome to the Ladies of Liverpool podcast.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Ladies of Liverpool.
With Leanne. We're back, everyone. Another episode, another guest. And I'm glad to say this week's guest is actually a mate of mine. It's someone, and I like to think all the guests are my mates, but it's someone who goes way back with me. We met in college, so there might be a couple of stories here. Dodgy ones that I'll regret telling, and so will she. But we're here, and you're here, and so we're going to make it worth your while. We're talking skin. Whether you're a youngster listening to this and you're worried about your skin going through your teenage years, or you're a little bit older like me and our Nikki, and you're trying to stay looking young, she's got all the tips and tricks for you. But more than that, I don't think I've ever met anyone more passionate about what they do for a living. Not even me. I think she might even be more passionate about what she does than me, if that even exists. It's Nikki Rice, everyone.
Hi.
Hi, gorgeous girl.
So nice to be here. I'm finally on your couch.
I know, isn't it fabulous?
Oh my God, they like sing back to us playing bubbles in the pantomime. So, oh God, look at us now.
So she comes from theatrical background. She is a performer at heart, but her heart took her somewhere else. Yes. And we need to first of all talk about your business, but then we're going to go into the trapdoor of Nikki Rice and Leanne Campbell. So your business, Nick Skin, you can't miss it if you drive through Crosby. It's like this big, giant building. Whereabouts is it if people want to drive past?
Opposite the Pioneer, it's on Liverpool Road.
Yeah.
So I used to have a smaller clinic on College Road. And then my sister-in-law came to work with me. Well, came to work for me. And then together we decided that it's always been a kind of dream of mine to open something which was more about skin, because skin is so much more than just the surface layer.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people who come to a skin clinic or go and see a facialist will go in and say, you know, I've got spots, I've got rosacea, I've got, you know, pigmentation, whatever that may be, and they expect there to be a cream to fix it. And what I wanted to create is a space where I have a team of specialists around me, because it's diet, it's hormones, it's inflammation in the body.
Yeah.
So we've got a great team of alternative therapists. So when you come into me, if you've got major inflammation in the body, I might be recommending that you get some Reiki.
Yeah.
I might be recommending that we start to look at your diet and your inflammatory seed oils and things.
How refreshing is this? So I can't tell you how many times when I've gone to other clinics, or you've nipped in, you've seen something on Instagram, you make an appointment, you go in, and it's first point, let's inject you with loads of stuff. And I know that's your bugbear. I am a fan of a bit of Bowie. I do love me Botox. I really do. And when I go in and see Nick, she's like, you don't need it, you know. There's other ways that we can do it. And I go, well, no, I hear you. And I have done the acupuncture one, and I know that way.
Love, love. And I think as well, you know, look, everyone, each to their own. You know, there's no judgment for me. I personally have decided since the age of 38, I'm now 45 on Friday. I have now decided to kind of, since 38, go a different direction. This health of my skin is so much better than when I was doing any of that. And I kind of, over the years, I am a lifelong learner. I think we all should be. I am constantly learning. I am constantly doing new courses, trying new things, being mentored by people who I really admire. And I've become a massive advocate for massage. Like working on the structures of the skin. Like I massage my face every single day.
I'd love to be able to commit. And there's no excuse just sat in front of the telly. I know it, because every time I go and see Nick, which isn't often enough, I probably go once a year, and I do go in and love it. And she does this massage where she like really gets stuck in. It's not, you know, when you go for facial, a little bit, she goes, now you might be a little bit, and I'm like, so you go in, you used to. And I don't want to say this like, and there's no judgment at all, but you might relate to this. You've been in, you've had a facial, and there's a beautiful girl who's 21 and she's got two cotton pads and a bit of cleanser, nice moisturizer. She might steam and pop a few little blackheads if you're lucky, and she'll give you that lovely glow that lasts an hour, and you come out and you pay over the odds for it and you think, I loved it. It was nice to lie down still. But let me tell you, you go and see Nikki, you're not lying there thinking of what you're going to have for your tea. You're thinking, what you're doing to my cheeks?
What? How many hands are on my face?
My eye is going to be on the other side of my face in a minute if she keeps going.
What's going to happen to my face? She's kneading you like a bit of dough, like she's making a loaf. It's so important to kind of not only focus on the savours. We've got structures. There's fascia. Fascia holds. So if you can...
What is fascia? To me, fascia is something that keeps your conservatory together, that PVC fascia.
That's fascia.
Is that fascia?
Well, there's every time you say fascia, I'm going, what is she talking about? So if you can imagine, you've got muscle, the first two muscles on the face are attached to the skin.
Yeah.
Everywhere else are attached to the bone, and it's because the mimetic muscles, we need them to chew, we need them to make expressions, smile, all these things.
Yeah.
So when we hold tension in our muscles, a few things are happening. First of all, we're impeding the lymphatic flow. We need our lymph to flow freely. It's meant to flow like a river. Traditional Chinese medicine, nice, clear, flowing river. Imagine rivers with fish flowing nice and clear. If it's sitting there stagnant, it becomes toxic. Stagnation leads to blackheads, leads to congestion, leads to puffiness, makes us look a little bit grey and lackluster.
That's the thing. After a treatment with you, you notice immediately, you know, that puffiness out your face.
Gone.
Yeah.
So you take the tension out of the muscles, the lymphatic is going to start to drain. You're going to start to open all these channels. Mm-hmm. We can start to get into your meridians and chi and things like that. But basically, we're getting the tension out of the muscles. The lymph's going to start to flow freely.
Right.
Fascia is like a thick connective. It sits on top of your muscles. It's like the white webbing that you see on top of oranges and tangerines.
Right.
Now, over time, that becomes thick and sticky. So as we're making our expressions and things like that.
Yeah.
And that can often come with grief and things like that. So by releasing the fascia in the skin, you also, our tissues hold our issues.
Oh, I like that.
So true. Oh, yeah, true. And I do facials. So when you come for a facial with me, I try and incorporate, I mean, it's a little bit different when you come because we just chat. But when we come, we put the lights down. The music is generally some type of opera, classical, it's up because there's studies which show how music and frequencies affect our nervous system.
Oh, really?
Absolutely. There's a doctor called Dr. Masaru Emoto. He's actually passed away, a Japanese doctor. He'd done studies with water and he froze water in the same environment, once like heavy metal music and once like classical music.
Right.
The water that was frozen to the heavy metal music was like angry shards of glass. The water that was frozen to the classical was like perfect little snowflakes. We are 80% water. Alongside that, you've done tests with rice. They've done this all over the world, googly.
Yeah.
So rice in containers of water. Kids would say mean words to one container, ignore one, and nice words to one container. At the end of the experiment, the rice they spoke kind words to was white and fluffy. The one they ignored was on the turn. The one they spoke mean words to was black. So it's the whole experience, your nervous system. You want to regulate your nervous system.
Yeah.
So I will get people on the bed and sometimes they'll come in and they'll have all these things and actually I'm looking and I say, we need to calm. We really need to create some level of calm within your body. You can see they may have been going through personal things. A lot of our clients have got a lot of stuff going on. Yeah. So by
creating... Who hasn't, Nick?
Exactly.
Everyone's got a story to tell.
Everyone's got something happening.
And you think they're turning up for a facial and really... By the time you walk out, you understand it's a lot more.
So much more. Mm-hmm. It really is that like therapist space. It's such a safe space. I will share just as much as they share. I'm a complete open book. Everyone who comes in knows absolutely everything about me, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah.
And equally, you know, they share. And it's a safe space. So we create this, you know, the music, the lighting, the touch. Our skin has got cells in which will talk and send signals to our nervous system to start to relax. So it's scientific. It's not just a case of, we're just going to rub your face. It releases adenosine triphosphate, which is building blocks for collagen. There's so many benefits to it. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, we've got the laser and the microneedling and the peels and all the other stuff, and there's a place for it.
Yeah.
But my passion truly lies within the transformative effects that we get from really getting deep into all these muscles and opening the face up. You will walk out and you will feel the shoulders when you come in like earrings. People come in like that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And actually, when you leave, so I had some woman, God love her, and she's caring for a mum who's really unwell, and she came in to get a voucher for somebody else. And she said, actually, I could do with something myself. We normally sit down and do a consultation, and what are you using? And we just, and I said, listen, none of this matters. Let's just get on the bed.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give you recommendations. Let's get me on the bed. And Michelle and Amy, I said, if you listen to Michelle, you know exactly what I'm at the end of it. I said, don't say a word, just relax. This is your time. And we, an hour and a half, we just mulled as we needed. And obviously, I'm using nice products and I'm putting them into the skin. Mm-hmm. She walked out like, oh my God, what has just happened? She looked like she'd had an orgasm. The hair, Rebecca, everywhere. She was like, I've never experienced anything like it. Her face was bright. Her eyes were open. Her shoulders were down. And she felt better. How you feel when you walk out that clinic is so important.
Yeah.
Because I want you, that's why I do it. Mm-hmm. I find so much reward from helping people feel better. Like, I love so hard. I feel so hard. And my heart breaks for people. If I can do something which makes somebody feel a little bit better, then I want to do it.
Well, I knew that personally from you. I know what you're all about. And I think anyone who walks through the door takes 5 minutes and you've got the full measure of Nick. She won't sit there and be like, right, I know, come for a 6-week course of this, that. And it's very much like, let's deal with it now. And if I never see you again, that's okay. But, you know, let me do for you what needs to be done. Where did this come from? Because to go from a performing arts degree or, you know, qualification into this,
I've always been interested in skin. I mean, Mum laughs and we talk about, you know, when I was a kid and I was insisting everybody put me homemade face masks on the face and things like
that.
So I've always been into skin, and then I started to look into it, but beauty is just not my bag, like I couldn't put an eye, I mean, look at me, this is me makeup for me day, me night, me whatever. I couldn't put an eyelash on or a nail on. So I'm looking at these courses and doing them, and there's no kind of true love there.
Yeah.
So I really looked for an advanced skin course, and I trained in London and Dublin, trained with an amazing company. And it was, you know, it's months before you even touch a face. You've got to be able to identify every mark on the body. You've got to be, you know, ask me your physiology. You've got to be the best. You've got to know your stuff before you put anything on anybody's face or before you even touch your face. So the advanced skin learning that I did, there was nothing here in Liverpool, but I just knew that that was where I wanted to go.
For a time, you were the only person in Liverpool that had trained at this place, wasn't you? Is that still the same now?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely people who've done more skin philosophy training, and I've actually been working with skin philosophy quite a bit, which is lovely that they've asked me to kind of partner with them because of the journey that we've gone on. And, you know, also after you've done your course, and I say this to a lot of people who got a lot of girls with facialists, and I will always help, you know, I mentor, I help, you know, if somebody's a facialist, they'll often send me a message and say, what would you do with this? And of course, you know, I feel like we should all help each other, each other up. I left that course, it was very clinical at the time. It was almost like, how far can we push it? What peels are we going to do? What ingredients are we going to use? It was less about how the person felt and more about what we were doing with the skin. And then throughout my journey in the industry, the more I've looked into things, the more you learn, the more you realise you don't know.
Yeah.
So I am constantly in books. I mean, at the moment, I'm reading a book called Renegade Beauty, which is just incredible, all about kind of the elements and the nature and how we incorporate that. And so, again, being able to train with some of people who have absolutely admired, you know, Pietro Simone was incredible. He came out and he's never trained anybody in person, but he actually came out himself. And that was 2 years of me just talking to him on Instagram.
Yeah.
Just us sharing our passions. And then he came to Liverpool and he trained me in person, which was incredible. He's Gwyneth Paltrow's facialist. You know, he's... And again, because we both had this true kind of passion for massage and we talk about it, he said, I'm going to come and teach you some old Italian methods. So I trained with him. I've trained with different people.
So you can book in with Nikki and get a facial that Gwyneth Paltrow gets?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah. I didn't know that. Book me and I want one. Anything. Now you've got me. I'm a sucker for anything like that.
Oh, he was a goop.
I know.
Yeah.
That's dead interesting. So he rocks up in Crosby, stands in your place. He comes in. You know, we talk him out in the town. Everybody thought he was amazing. Should have seen the amount of attention he got because he's absolutely stunning.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's been a great mentor for me as well. As I say, train with other massage masters.
Yeah.
You know, travelled around and just as much information as I can possibly get whilst also reading all the time and learning. And as I say, the more you don't know what you don't know. So I'm constantly looking to elevate my practice, not just for the clients on the beds, but for me. Like, you know, the more I learned, the more kind of holistic I go with even kind of the medicine cupboard at home. You don't necessarily have a lot of kind of paracetamols and things like that. Oregano oil, incredible. Castor oil, amazing.
Where's this come from? Because I know your mum was poorly.
Yes.
So yeah. Talk to me about that. Was that a bit of a turn for you?
Severely massive.
You spent a lot of time in the hospital with your mum, did you?
Yeah, I mean, my mum, God love her, she was in a coma for 10 weeks. She was in the hospital for 5 months. Nothing wrong with her. Got COVID on the ventilator. Horrendous. Come out, you know, wheelchair, sticks, couldn't walk, had to kind of rehabilitation and all of that. And my mum and dad are very much kind of, you know, the doctor said, take this, so I'll take this and I'll feel better. The more I was kind of looking at things, I'm like, well, that kind of tells me that that's going to lead to that. And this symptom's telling me that. And I'm reading this book. And I truly believe that our medicine is in our plants. And I do think that, that absolutely there's a place for Western medicine. But let's not ignore the centuries and what the Egyptians were doing. And honestly, we're going to be here for hours. But the Egyptians were doing.
Where are the Egyptians? Oh, I've only seen them dance.
The Egyptians, the spink, the smoke and blue lotus flower, using blue lotus soil. They were literally sitting in the sun. There's studies where they've found skulls from the Egyptians in the Persian Wall, and they know who the Egyptians were and who the Persians were because the Persians used to wear cloth caps to protect themselves from the sun. The Egyptians would shave their heads from day dart, and they would kind of worship the sun. They would do some good sun gazing, and you could tap the Persian skull with a pebble and it just crumble. You'd have to not, you'd be like that on the Egyptian.
So the vitamin D getting to the bones.
Yeah. So it's just, it's so interesting. There's, as I say, there's so much that I don't know. I still feel like I'm just on the starfish journey. So oregano oil, it has been incredible for me. Like I had antibiotics, which just completely knocked my system off. There was like 8 months of me just feeling awful. And the doctor just kept prescribing you antibiotics. And then I said, I'm not taking them.
Yeah.
Looked into it, done my own thing. Oregano oil, 2 weeks, everything gone.
So no way.
Honestly.
So did you make this yourself or did you buy it already done?
I buy it. I'm just haven't got the
shot on list. Oregano oil.
Oregano oil.
Where do we get this? Just online?
Amazon. I send you the one that I get. 2 drops in a glass of water. It burns your throat. It's amazing. It's antifungal, antiparasitic, antiviral and antibacterial. So if anyone coughs around me, God forbid, I get me oregano oil out your bag. Like, the girls in the clinic, like, can't go off, say. There's oregano oil in the cupboard.
I'm thinking panto season.
Exactly.
I'm like, that's when I always get my chest infections and whatever else.
Incredible. Incredible.
What else? Incredible. What else do we need on
castor oil? Castor oil has got 2 ingredients in it. So everything is measured on a Dalton scale for transepidermal absorption.
Mm-hmm.
So for it.
Oh, do you know what? I'm just looking at the thing and I remember us doing spinnies with a bottle of vodka and I'm watching them go on, babe, tell me all about this.
I'm just sitting there thinking, what? Who possessed
Resultate Dance Routines and the Paradox?
Now.
We were like the over 25s nights on a Wednesday. Yeah, at 16.
At 16, I still got in. Unfortunately, that was
doing shots. Lumber. I'm like, and now she's had oregano oil and castor oil, and I'm here for it. I love it.
It's brilliant. And, you know, so when we talk about endocrine disruptors, which are things which, you know, we talk about the bad things a lot, like, for example, oxybenzone and SPF. There's a big thing about that.
I've been reading about this, that it's like a poll whether you're better off not even wearing sunscreen. Exactly. But then, you know, of people who've had skin cancers and young girls as well who've passed away from it, and I know them personally, and they go, what's the risk versus reward? Surely the cancer thing's a bigger scare, but if you're getting it from what's in the sun cream, how do you win? How do you win this battle?
So westernized diets, if you've got a poor diet and you are exposing yourself to sun and burn and things like that, the chances of you getting skin cancer are multiplied.
Right.
Now, there are natural sunscreens, things like raspberry seed oil will increase your time in the sun for about 30 minutes, and that's actually measured at about SPF 25. Again, nature's own SPF.
And we eating this, drinking it, rubbing it on.
But I use an SPF, which is zinc oxide. So that's safe. And there is lots of studies. And as you say, I'm still kind of looking at, should I use it? Should I be using it? There's absolutely no way that I'm sitting in the sun without having it. But can I sit in the shade and not have it on and feel comfortable? This is where I'm at.
Yeah.
Now, aging, definitely. But also, the sun is so good for you. You know, I often say to a lot of our clients with acne or inflammation in the skin, you know, first thing in the morning, I want you to stand outside
yeah.
with your coffee, sit, nothing on your face, just absorb it.
Yeah.
Absorb it as much as you
can. I do that myself, you know.
So good for
I mean, we have this argument, me and Jay, because Jay's adamant. Everyone's got to have fat to 50 on straight away.
What around the kids with Nimmy on all the
spraying them as they run, you know, one of them. And I get it, and I always say, let them have half an hour, just half an hour first in the sun. And I know I've read it, but I'm no expert. I don't know who's telling me what I'm reading. So from you, who I do trust, your advice is?
Well, I encourage Daisy to use SPF, but again, get 20 minutes, get 25 minutes in you. As long as they're not burning,
yeah,
then yeah, let them kind of just play about in it, then kind of put it on.
Mm-hmm.
I truly feel, as I say, like with the endocrine disruptors and things like that, lots are coming out like with the plasticine. You know, people, what are we ingesting, a credit card a day? You know, there's all of this out there.
Yeah.
So,
and that's from creams.
So, yeah, from creams, skincare, parabens, sodium lauryl sulfates. I mean, fragrance, you can have fragrance on a bottle, but can have 300 components in it. Mm-hmm. We're not meant to be putting these things on our skin. So when we are talking about kind of going back to nature, and as I say, you know, I also work with great companies, great product houses. They've got really safe products, which,
yeah,
you know, a good to, and safe to the consumer to use, but I still play around with nature. I still like to see what's out there. So the castor oil, for anything to be absorbed into the skin, it's got to be under 500 Daltons. Castor oil comes in at 267. Just to put in perspective, collagen is 3,000.
Okay.
So it's got to be hydrolyzed within an inch of its life to even get anywhere below the epidermis.
Wow.
Now, when we are using, when we're talking about endocrine disruptors, the way these chemicals in our ingredients can disrupt our hormones, we're also talking about the good things that go in. So, for example, castor oil has got two ingredients in it, linoleic and ricinoleic acid. They mimic our body's biggest anti-inflammatory gland, prostaglandin E1. So if you've got endometriosis, adenomyosis, stomach issues, arthritis, thyroid issues, back pain, get yourself a castor oil pack, sleep in it. You'll feel like a dolphin when you wake up in the morning. You can swim the channel in 2 minutes flat because it's so slippery.
Yeah.
But your stomach,
I said, guys, my stomach. You don't have to talk to us like we've just literally woken up out of a coma.
Okay.
So for anyone listening now, don't worry. I'm pausing it for you. What am I doing with this castor oil? What's a pack?
So the pack, you can get them on Amazon, £15. You can buy a simple stomach liver pack, or you can get the full shebang where you get like a thyroid set. Yeah,
and like a pad or something that you stick to your body.
It's a pad that you wrap around. So you lay it out.
Yeah.
You lay it out like a piece of material. It's got like a rubber backing.
Yeah.
You do 2 tablespoons of castor oil on, leave it on for a few minutes. Just let it get into the rubber. And then you'll wrap it around. You can do it on your liver. So you can do it on your stomach. I've got my mum one for her knees.
Yeah.
I broke down 3 cysts in my boob that they were going to remove with castor oil.
Oh, wow.
So I'd gone it with a lump.
Yeah.
And they'd said it's 3 fibrous cysts stuck together. Castor oil breaks down cysts and fibrous tissue. And within a month, completely gone.
Just the only thing I knew about castor oil is when you're pregnant, you hear them stories about people going, I wanted to go into labour, so I had
a little swig
castor oil, and the next thing the baby popped out. It gives you an easy birth. But they missed that bit, I don't think, and then you read the forums. And that's the only time it's ever been on my radar. So just putting it outside your body on your skin.
And sleeping with it on, that anti-inflammatory effect.
Yeah.
As it penetrates into the skin, the body's going to kick in, the body's prostaglandin E1's going to kick in. And it's going to calm inflammation. It's incredible.
So arthritis, fibromyalgia.
Yeah, all of that. So as I say, my mum was getting cortisone injections in her knee.
Yeah.
In her knees. So got her the packs. She puts them on her knees. Made a world of difference. I suffer with endo. Yes, endometriosis. And there's times where I can look 6-9 months pregnant. Agony. Bent over like a quaver. Sleep with my castor oil pack on and my stomach's flat as pancake next morning.
Are you glad you listened now, aren't you? Aren't you made up
when you listen
now? I can just see people go, ooh, stopping what they're doing. I always like to think of what people are doing when they're listening, and I know like at the Spanglish cleaners, they have it on. So you've got your cleaners, you've got people working in kitchens, you know, you've got girls just going on walk with the dog, and this is their little half an hour to themselves.
Notes on food,
yeah.
Oregano oil, castor oil, fuck.
Yeah. Do you know what? I'll do a little list on my social. So I'll tag you in, and then you can put it all in the comments for everybody.
Yeah.
So you can just actually soak this up like a castor oil pack.
Absolutely.
And it's cheap as chips.
This is another thing, you know, when we're talking to people about, you know, sometimes people come into our clinic and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
I do say so myself.
It is.
It is stunning. it's well nicer than my house. It's where I spend the majority of my time there. And you would think you're going to come in and, you know, it's, yes, we can help you, but you've got to spend £600-700 worth of products. Yeah. No, it's not how it is. We talked to you about ingredients. We talked to you about what you need to be using on your skin. Yeah. We talked to you about what your budget may be and where you need to put that. And we talked to you about these cheapest chips, 15 quid for your castor oil. It's got to be in a brown glass bottle. Your castor oil packs, as I say, you can get on Amazon.
Yeah.
Pure oregano oil, 14 quid. Two drops will last you 6 months. Like, these small changes are making really deep differences in people's skin,
yeah,
and how people feel. So this wellness journey that I'm on, although I'm obsessed with skin, it's how I make people feel, how we as a team make people feel.
Yeah.
And that's what I think drives me every day to constantly learn. I mean, I read constantly, yeah, or I'm listening to books or podcasts or, you know, doing courses. There's a lot of misinformation out there, and sometimes I'll be given information and I'll go, oh well, and then actually I'm found that I
you can challenge it because you've got the knowledge to challenge it.
Absolutely. Or sometimes I'll believe something and then something will pop up and I'll go, oh, I've completely changed my mind. I'm there, yeah, but I go back to source. So we're trying, when I get this information out, so I read about this castor oil. I then read about this castor oil for a good 3 weeks, and like as much information as I could possibly get. I've got a library of books and women's bodies and medical medium and all these things. And I'm like cross-referencing it. Okay, so you're saying that, you're saying that, you're saying that.
Yeah.
And so these things, I really look into it. I don't just read something on TikTok and go, right, that's how that's going to be. Yeah, you know, yeah, you have to, it's my job, it's my responsibility. If I'm treating people and teaching people how to look after themselves, yeah, that, you know, I'm getting the right information. So it's, and our whole team, we, you know, we're constantly passing things between ourselves.
Yeah.
I got Neve, the sports physio. It was just, again, incredible. You know, there's nothing that she doesn't know about the fascia. She's taught me so much. Sarah, our nutritionist, like, she's been a nutritionist for 24 years. I mean, she does these bodybuilding bikini competitions. You've never seen a body like it.
Yeah.
She knows her stuff. So I know a little bit about nutrition, but I'm learning so much from Sarah.
Yeah.
I'm reading about it. And, you know, Lauren, who does the Reiki, you know, she's got such a calm and presence. And when people are coming in with inflammation, and it may be because they're stressed about fertility issues, they may be stressed about, but their skin's flaring up.
Mm.
As I say, the first thing they think they're going to come in and they're going to get a treatment from us and it's just going to be facials till the end. Well, actually, let's look at all the other options,
yeah,
to try and calm the nervous system, because our skin's a mirror. It can tell us what's going on the inside. So we need to do both.
Yeah. So when we get down to the fact that you love your job, you obviously know everything there is to know about it, and you live and breathe what you talk about. So you can see it in your face. You love what you do. When we go back through your life, because on the outside, what I don't want is for people to watch this, see the clips of this podcast or listen to the episode and be like, oh, she's got it all figured out. She knows the answer to everything, because none of us do. And knowing you, I like you know me, you'll see my Instagram, whatever, and you'll see there's clients on there, there's work things, there's whatever else. You know, if we're talking on WhatsApp, what's actually going on in my life and things like that. So that's what I always like to do with this podcast. It's about celebrating the good, the bad, and the bits that you wish never freaking happened to you that made you who you are today.
Yeah.
So looking at you as a whole now and your life, what were your turning points, do you think, that led you to what you do, and those down moments that you go, actually it happened for a reason, because someone listening is going through theirs right now?
Absolutely. So I was in a relationship which wasn't great.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say, you know, the full details and that, I won't divulge them because Daisy will listen.
Yeah.
But yeah, and it was, you know, during the time that I was in that relationship, I had over 35 operations. Kidney stones, throat stones, pacemaker fitted, miscarriages, stomach issues, bad issues, you name it. I was there every month. The relationship came to an abrupt end and I was left with my daughter, and who was 4. And it felt very much like, right, I've got to step up. I've got to look after my child. I can't rely on anyone. I need to use my skills and train to be the best that I can be so that I've got this child.
this is what I'm talking about. This is the Ladies of Liverpool podcast.
This is it.
Because we can all be blinded by the success of everybody. And I always find, for all of us, me included, you look at the things that look great and there's, oh, wow, look what she's done, or look at that. And if I can only tell you how I got there, what happened behind closed doors for everybody to see that success.
It's like the burnt toast, isn't it? Everything answers is meant to. And it's sometimes you think to yourself, God, I don't know what this, like, what the reason is behind this, but it's taking me on a path.
Yeah.
So
your driver. Yes, your daughter.
I mean, absolutely. You know, it was, I need to create a life for me and Daisy that no one can take away.
At what age were you at this point?
So I was 34.
Love it. Love it. So it's, you can change your life at any point.
At any point, you're not a tree. Move.
Yeah.
Don't like it. Move.
Yeah.
So it was the rug had been pulled up from underneath me. It was very kind of dramatic, Jeremy Kyle. Like take a break episodes. So I was like, dig in, don't pay attention to the noise. This is what's important.
Great advice.
And that's what I did. What I also noticed, I've not been in hospital once since we've separated. I've not, you know, the stress levels, the calm. And so stress causes unease, which causes disease. So coming out of that relationship, and, you know, look, it takes two to tango. I can't just go with all the blame. It's not like that.
No,
it was just a stressful, toxic environment for us both.
And your body showed you your head was going through. Travel through your halibut.
And you don't necessarily share exactly what you're going through when you're going through tough times with the people closest to you, because you don't want them to think bad about the people around
you. Once you say it, you can't take it back. Once you open that door, you can't close it again.
You say mum, and then your mum goes, well,
it's not coming in our house.
Exactly.
Oh yeah, we've all seen that happen with friends and family, haven't we? Even I know myself, someone's told me something, but you know, you can't say anything, but I'm telling you in confidence. And you can't look at that other person the same way again. You'd have to remove yourself.
That's it. And it was such an eye-opener. I think the people around me didn't realise how strong I could be.
Yeah.
And I wanted to show Daisy. First of all, I wanted to show her that you can do anything at any time. I wanted to show her the work. I think you can get anything you want if you work hard. And I work hard, and she sees that. And I think, as I say, you know, that was probably the biggest turning point for me to really go, right, you're doing this. You have got to do this. And then I think, you know, another turning point for me was, you know, I had Nick Skin College Road, and it was, you know, just a nice little two rooms, a couple of members of staff. And then, you know, sister came and, you know, really kind of put the belief, you know, this was my dream, this is my dream. She said, well, let's do it. No, why are we talking about it? Let's do it. And I think the people you meet along the way who build you up and support you, when you surround yourself with the best people, you really can achieve your dream.
Yeah.
And look, it's not easy. Like, it is hard. It is hard.
Like, financial responsibility. You've got staff. You've got overhead. And it's all good and well having this drive and this knowledge and all that kind of stuff.
It's tough
to actually put it into practice and to risk the roof over your family's head, to invest in something. This is the real story. This is it. This is the lying awake at night going, have I done the right thing?
Am I going to be able to pay myself this month? Because you're the last person to get paid. You know, so, you know, VAT, you know, they're absolutely killing everybody. You know, there's so many things. And I got into Skin because I love Skin.
Yeah,
I didn't get into Skin because I wanted to lead and manage people. And you know me, I'm the least confrontational person in the world. Awkward conversations just bring me out in hives. Yeah. And I've had to really kind of train, read, learn. I'd recently done some coaching with Ange Spencer from Virago, who is just incredible.
Love. So have a little look on socials of Ange, and she's another one, very much like you, very much like myself. Got it all together, knows all the answers. Me and her, remember the planking phase? They used to plank on lectures. I met Ange in Hong Kong, right? True story, yeah. So we're both in Hong Kong. Don't even know why. I was traveling to New Zealand to see my cousin, and I decided I've got 3 weeks off work. Jay, we're getting pregnant. So we went to Hong Kong to get pregnant, right? And New Zealand. And I met Ange in this bar. We got absolutely bladdered, started planking on this bar. I ended up on the stage with this Beatles tribute act.
Well, you did.
With Ange, I've got the pictures, I've got the videos. Now you see it. Like yourself with a calming voice and all these brilliant things. But I know she's like all of us. She's not preaching to anyone. She is a diamond of a girl.
She's been amazing.
And I watch her on Instagram and think, oh, she's just amazing. She gets me every time.
She's just good. She's just good at understanding and reframing things. And she's really helped me to reframe things. And I mean, I hate all these like triggers and so, but she's definitely helped me to step into a different pair of shoes, which I've needed to do.
Sometimes you need someone outside to look at what's going on because you can't see it because you put that many different walls up, left, right and centre. And you need someone like Angela just step in and be like, I see this dead clearly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do this. Yeah. Set this boundary. Do this.
And you know, why do you feel like that? And I go, oh, I don't know. And she really breaks it down. And, you know, every time we got on, you know, we were talking and I'd find myself crying. And I'm not a crier, you know, I'm strong, you know.
That's why, because you're with someone safe like Ange.
She gives you that safe space and she's really helped me with the kind of the managing the business side of things. And again, when you have got a business, you know, you surround yourself with people who have got strengths that you haven't got. And I've got, as I say, a great team. You know, DR clinic manager actually flies in from Newquay on a Monday and flies home on a Friday. So that's, you know, she goes home to her family. So
yeah,
how committed she is. As I say, the team that we've got really support me and help me. I think that's really important because it doesn't come easy. Skin, I can talk about do all day. Yeah. The other bits and pieces, I find really hard. I'm definitely number dyslexic. I look at a spreadsheet and I just get anxiety. Take you back to long division at the kitchen table with my dad, Gab. And are you messy?
Yeah.
Be like, don't want to do it. I don't like it. That's me with my accounts. I don't want it. That's it. So it's, you know, it's a tough path to take is so rewarding, and if you are passionate about something, the trade-off is worth it.
Yeah,
you know, absolutely worth it.
But nothing's easy. Nothing worth having is easy, and you do see the best of everything on socials. And I like social media and stuff, but there's that side of it where I always like on the podcast to just be like, let's get to the root of this, though, because something's pushed you to be extraordinary. And it's usually something that's broken you.
Mm.
And you've had to rebuild yourself. And we've all been there.
That's it. You know, I started off I was working in Chester, Haydock, West Derby. Then people were coming to me.
In other people's clinics?
In other people's clinics. Yes. And people were coming to me wherever I was. And then I was like, you know, they're asking where I'm going to be. And I almost felt bad because you almost feel like you're poaching, but they're like, well, where are you going to be on this day? Because there's a woman who come from Paris and she's got offices in Liverpool that she'd come and she'd say, well, where are you going to be on this day? Because I'll come to wherever you are.
Yeah.
I thought, you know what? I've got something here. So I started doing it in the apartment that Daisy and I had moved into, which is just, oh God, I wish I still lived there. It was just the best. It was our first home, just the two, wasn't it? It was just me and it. I remember we had a fire. And I remember running to, like, I was in the bath and she threw something off, got caught in the chandelier. I'm running to the end of the hall, just sobbing. We need a man. We need a man.
Oh, no. I know. We don't need a man.
I was like, we do. I know.
We need a foy with a ladder.
I was like, and I had to ring my dad up to come and comfort, so he had to drive up because my brother was away and he lived by it. And it was just, we had this amazing little, and it was just me and her, like the closeness, like what.
That relationship you've got with your daughter.
So special.
And she's a dream. I've just been saying to Nikki before the podcast, like I'll bump into her in Crosby out and about or whatever. And she'll always spot me before I see her and she comes right over and she talks like an adult and she's mature and she's empathic. You can see it in her. She asks you a question, she waits for the answer. And you know at 14, 15, that's not a thing. And I think you're just your mother's daughter.
She's an angel compared to what I was at 15.
Well, didn't want to mention it, you know.
But yeah, she's listening. But she's a good kid. And it's been us, and her dad works away. And when he comes home, you know, he chips in and helps out and does his part. But 90% of the time, it's me and he. And, you know, I've got an amazing partner now. And we've been together for like 6-7 years. And he's incredible and she adores him. And you know, we've got that calm and the stability. And she definitely has see the difference in her. She does. I think because my dad, you know, they say it takes a village.
Yeah.
You know, going back to when I did kind of come out of that relationship. Mm-hmm. you are a single mom and you're sad and you don't want your child to pick up on that, but you've got an
they
amazing...
grieve, and grief as a mum is the hardest thing, because when you were saying you were talking to Ange and you talk about stuff and you just start crying, it's because you've held it in for so long. You can't grieve as a parent because you're constantly thinking of the kids and everyone around you, and even your mum and dad. You don't want them to think you're breaking because, you know, they love you the way you love Daisy.
Yeah.
So you're protecting everyone.
Crushed up.
Yeah. Of course.
And, oh my God, the skin was horrendous. Mm. The rosacea was rosacea.
Yeah, junior.
But she, you know, it takes a village. She's surrounded by, you know, my brothers that are amazing with her, you know, aunties, a grandparent.
Yeah.
You know, I couldn't have... done the business. I couldn't have created Nick Skin without the help of the people behind me, because I needed that support for Daisy.
Yeah.
So I think Daisy's personality of this little old woman has come from just being surrounded by just grown-ups who love her.
Yeah.
He just, you know, he encouraged her to be herself, and she's like a little performer. She's got the most beautiful voice. She's definitely not a mug. You know, she's gorgeous and she wants to be a solicitor, and it's like living with Whitney Houston. And call I say,
turn it in, love. You're so proud of her.
Yeah.
But to wrap up our little episode, I want you, because we both know little Nikki, I want us to just take a little minute, because I love doing this anyway, with everyone, with all my girls. Going back in time, little Nikki, 16, what are you going to tell her?
It's going to be okay. Oh, I feel like crying. I do. It's like, it's going to be okay. Like,
could you have dreamt that this would be your life?
No, I know. And as you say, the tough things are what makes you. And I do, when I look back at, you know, I look back at the illnesses and I look at how that has made me passionate about the natural side of things. You know, I look back at the, you know, the stress and how I see, how when I see my stress, my clients come, I can connect to them. So all these tough, hard things which have happened have actually created who I am today. So lean into them, feel the feelings, use them like a bus. You use them to get to your next destination. Don't stay on it, don't wallow. You're not a victim.
Yeah.
You're also not a tree. If you're not happy, move. You do it once, it's gonna be okay. Just put one foot in front of the other.
Wise words. Love you to death. Loved you then, love you now. They're proud of you.
And love you. Hey, you know, how do I check you out? Liverpool's busiest kid.
I know, the two of us. Two little divvies in Southport College.
Love you so much. I remember your 18th getting the limousine.
Oh, yeah.
Limonene. And you coming in?
That and me 18th was cancelled. I got chicken pox. That was me belated one, do you mind?
Yes.
In Our Lady of Sorrows with your granddad and the stripper.
Where was the limousine? We got to Bootle. We went to Sully's.
Yeah, I think that might have been me 21st.
No.
Yeah.
God, and remember when we first met Jay?
I know. When he was new to the circle. I know.
It was great.
The train rides to and from and everything we've learnt in between.
I know. And I love you now.
I love you to death. And we're just rambling now, so we're going to leave you. We're going to play the outro. You're going to join us next week and you're going to follow Nikki on socials. Where did they find you, babe?
At Nick Skin Wellness. And we are on Liverpool Road in Crosby. As I say, we've got an amazing team. Even if you do want to come in for skin, there is somebody there that can help you with whatever it is. Book a consultation, send us a message. We only want to help.
Congratulations, babe.
Yeah.
You're the star.
Mwah!
Thanks for listening.
Subscribe now
via the iTunes store. Hear more from the Ladies of Liverpool
via ladiesofliverpool.com.